I don't even know what this is. My friend gave it to me.
I don't know why you're laughing, bro.
Your friend?
Yeah, at work. Grapefruit, pineapple.
Pear's better, bro. I thought grape was good, yeah, but pear's actually better.
Yeah, grape is grape or grapefruit?
Grapefruit.
This is grapefruit.
Grapefruit is not grape.
I know, but he said grape is the best.
Yeah, I did, but it's actually not the best.
What's the best?
It's just better to get one that's like sweeter.
Does it smell like how your other one's smelling?
No, not as bad.
Not as bad?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, like they all smell, innit? Yeah, the grape one has a strong smell.
Bro.
But it's not a bad one. It doesn't taste bad, though.
Yeah, don't taste...
You ain't trying pear, have you?
Nah. I don't think I'm going to. Pear flavour is kind of crazy.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Fair enough. Nice.
Yeah, sweet.
It might be.
I just don't get how it could you lot do it.
It's just easy, isn't it? Like, I just did it now.
I remember the first time I was on the sidelines when I was banging ball. My teammate that was on the bench was like, "Try one." I was like, "Why not, mate?" Yeah. Since then,
it just hits, man.
I never really got why bare footballers are doing it, but now it makes sense. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I think it's better. It hits more like after you've done something.
Yeah.
Like if you had gone to work or played football or done anything like that.
Yeah, my old workplace, one guy was doing it. We went to drinks.
Doing it when you go to drinks is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was more like, wow. So it was after work and everyone was drinking. It was Friday, so that means we're drinking beer, innit? So you could just do it. He just banged it there. Let me set up, man. Let me be professional.
But yeah, that's what he was doing. But yeah, I've just never understood it, really.
Yeah, there's times to do it and there's times to not doing it. Because I remember I did it after work one time on the Elizabeth line.
You slept, did you not?
I didn't sleep, but I missed my stop. Like a couple stops, I'm not going to lie.
How?
Because I was already tired from work.
So you dozed off?
I didn't doze off. I just wasn't paying attention.
Elizabeth line does not have service on that train. Wait, no, you're probably on the part where there's service, isn't it?
There wasn't service. Until it gets to the stop, there's no service.
So, yeah.
I was just dazing into dead space, bro.
Yeah. No, yeah, I can't do it. Still don't. There's just some stuff that just don't hit with me.
It doesn't agree with bad people.
It does not agree with me.
Was it you that started sweating? Was it him? No, that was, nah, that was S, no? That was years ago.
That was years ago. That's probably his first time they did it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I was hot. I was hot.
I think I was, that wasn't the first time. At one of my friend's house.
That was like my first time.
Yeah. Did you throw up that day?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to, but I just didn't.
Yeah, I remember.
I feel like there's just like some negative, stigma around throwing up after something.
Yeah, there is. And there is. That's not even a bad thing.
It needs to drop.
It's not even a bad thing, man. Sometimes you just can't hack it that day. It's better to just throw up and be better in it.
I lied.
Did you get it?
Generally, because at that motive we went to the 50th, our friend's dad's 50th. Bro, I just need to feel better.
I hear it.
Alcohol was just dealing with me.
I hear it.
Needed to feel better.
No, but we were city that day, though.
Nah, yeah, we were just mixing too much.
Different drinks for no reason.
Nah, yeah, we were doing too much. And it's like it just hits like on a wave, alcohol. Mm. Like you'll be enjoying next, and boom, it's like, whoa, okay, take it easy.
Yeah, but it depends on what you drink, though. That's why I don't drink anything clear, like whites. I don't like it because you feel like I can't drink whites unless I'm at a party.
Bro, on Tuesday, I was at a wedding, white wedding, yeah. The traditional was on the Saturday. And then in the evening, my cousin was like, there's going to be a tab on the bar free for like 750 quid's worth, something like that.
For everyone?
Yeah, from everyone at the party, from 7 o'clock. And then we've got like 6:59. And then the MC's gone and announced, free tab at the bar, whatever. Everyone just flooded the bar. Me and my cousin got 2 Ray shots each. I was like, cool. I'm gonna feel this 2 Ray shots. Nah. I ended up getting like 7 Ray shots. And the bartender was like, are you sure? He was like, in an hour's time, you're gonna be finished. Bear in mind, it's a wedding, so like all the aunties and uncles are around. Bro, like somehow I just didn't fall off. I don't know how. Can't I should have though. I
can't do
after
raise.
That much volume. I should have fallen off. I'm not gonna lie.
But nah, I wouldn't fall. I don't fall off shots.
You can if you do enough. Well, can I?
Yeah, when you do
I feel
shots.
Like I just maybe I've just never done enough then because I only fall off when I pour a lot of yak in a cup, pour mix it, then go for like then do like four of those.
Yeah,
that's how I get the volume in. But shots is like, no, I'm just forcing it. Doing
I hear it, sure.
Seven shots is crazy.
If you do like 10 tequila shots, you'll be on the line, won't I?
Yeah, see, I've done like 5, 6.
Yeah, 6 is calm.
But then again,
That's a wave. I'm not going to lie.
I'm cheating here because I think like 3 of them were like tequila rose.
Fairs.
Tequila rose is still.
It's still a yak, but like, I don't consider it a yak like that.
Is it? Is that anywhere near as strong as normal tequila?
No chance.
Is it half?
Yeah, Sam. What's tequila, 40?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 20 something. Yeah, 20 something. 20. Yeah, so it don't really, it's nothing crazy. But wine, one bottle, you're done. One bottle, you're feeling fly.
Yeah, but to finish the bottle is kind of mad though.
Is it?
Is it actually?
I don't think like, it is.
How long does it take you to finish the bottle?
It doesn't take me long, but I don't think I'm like, way, I'm not gone after.
No, not gone.
Not gone, but like, a good,
you're on a wave.
Vibe. Yeah, you're on a wave, yeah. Yeah.
One bottle. I swear that's what people do, like they go and crack open a bottle of wine.
But they don't finish it in one sitting.
Yeah, they don't finish
it. I swear
like
they
one
do.
Between two though.
Yeah.
You're not drinking wine by yourself.
Or if you do,
you do.
It's sometimes. Like one or two
like
cups.
In the movies.
That's women though.
And it's like one or two cups.
I've never
cups.
Seen a guy back a whole bottle of wine by himself.
Yeah, because wine ain't really a man's drink like that.
Exactly. It's my point.
It's beer.
Even women, when they back a whole bottle, normally like they fall off. Or like they're on a real, real wave.
Yeah, they're on a wave, yeah. Fairs.
You get it.
Because they can't hack drink.
Well,
he's not really wrong though.
Yeah,
like,
I think it
compared
them,
to guys on average. Anyways.
Yeah, it affects them.
Yeah, we have more volume though. That's why.
Yeah,
I think science in it. I think that's why we can hack more.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with science.
It's definitely like volume and all that. But yeah, to be fair, I know like a few good drinkers that are girls.
Do I?
Yeah, I knew one back from sixth form.
Not gonna lie, every girl that,
drink
I know
storm.
That drinks to a certain point, they just throw up.
Yeah, lie. I know a vivid throw up. Nah, I know two girls that, yeah, just manage the way you're pouring the drink for them, innit? There's one that's always throwing up, our friend, we all know her.
Oh,
bro. Especially at your house for one of your birthdays. Do you remember?
She threw up there.
Bro,
or outside.
She definitely didn't throw up. Like,
I don't think she threw up. She just
in
gone.
The yard. But I dropped her home in it.
Oh,
I had to take her home.
I remember that
because
day.
She was done. I came
I
back
remember,
and
I remember that day.
No, yeah, she. But she's patterned now. To be fair, I don't really. To be fair, I haven't really gone out with her like that. Oof. Or
no, she still falls off.
Swear.
She still falls off. First. It's just not televised. That's the only difference.
First. But yeah, she drinks. To be fair. She does the whole wine nights. I like that still.
Oh, she's got like a stock of wine at her crib.
Yeah, it's true.
A few girls do actually.
Yeah,
people do. I think it's an adult thing, isn't it, to have like a wine cabinet.
Yeah, I have a lot of wine bottles.
Sorry,
I would have an alcohol cabinet. No, maybe a few wine. Yeah, not just wine. Yeah,
but like, what would I buy there?
JD, whatever you enjoy.
I don't like JD.
How is there JD in your stock?
I hate JD.
Why do you hate JD?
I think
JD doesn't even taste good.
I think it tastes nasty.
Nah, JD's smooth still.
Nah, I don't
You can
like
get
it.
Whiskey, but there's better whiskey than JD, bro.
No, I think JD is the smoothest. Every other whiskey just tastes like pure alcohol.
Like, and what does JD taste like?
It tastes like alcohol, it's just a lot smoother.
Courvoisier just tastes pure alcohol.
But that's not whiskey, but yeah.
What
that
is
does.
That?
Brandy, no?
Yeah,
what's
I
a cognac?
So.
What's the difference between brandy and cognac?
Bro, I don't know.
I'm not even sure, you know. But I know Henny's cognac.
I know they're all everything is spirits. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that even brown is spirits as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I
what
thought
spirits?
I thought spirits was just the clear
spirits,
liquids.
I thought spirits is just an avenue of alcohol.
What is the difference?
Wine isn't spirits. I don't believe.
No, it's not.
Like spirits is just
an
umbrella term for like vodka and brown.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
It is.
I don't really. What's that sweet one that's brown? It's not that strong.
Disaronno?
Yeah, Disaronno.
No, yeah, like, if there's a sweet cognac, oh no, if there's a sweet brown drink that's stronger than the Disaronno but tastes like the Disaronno, that would be my favourite drink.
So you not think Hennessy's sweet?
By itself.
Like, I'm talking like I'm an alcohol connoisseur, bro, but like, those drinks are sweeter. Hennessy is a sweeter alcohol.
Bro, there's no spirit that's 40% that tastes sweet by itself. You can't convince me. Like, apart from like AU vodka.
AU's not definitely not 40 though, is it?
It is, yeah. It's vodka, of course. Yeah, vodka.
AU's 40.
Yeah, bro.
But AU tastes sweet.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, AU then, give me that start.
Yeah, right. Or Ciroc, something like that. That's flavor. Oh, Ciroc,
yeah, give me that.
Hey, all of
what's
that.
What's the, is it cherry Ciroc?
Cherry Ciroc. That mix that I done at that wedding, boy. Till today, that's still my favourite mix.
But vodka's just...
Or what's the one that we were doing for a while? But then Eco.
Red Bull?
Red Bull and Red Bull and Rays.
Oh, and that was terrible.
It's a sweet... It's I wouldn't even say it's sweet.
Did you try it though?
Yeah.
Where did terrible. We discover that?
Was it at Roller World? We got it there though.
No, that's can't not, have been there that we discovered
we didn't discover it there, but we got it there. I don't know where we did it for the first time though.
I want to say something like Milf and Honey's podcast live show.
Maybe.
I want to say something like that, but then like, how did we discover it then?
I don't know. I don't know, but yeah.
Well, maybe it was at the old studio. Maybe the guy that runs it told us about it.
Did we bring Ray to the studio?
Yes,
bro. We used to bang Ray's and Red Bull there
multiple times.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So maybe he's the one that introduced it.
Maybe. Oh yeah. I remember vaguely.
I feel like maybe they introduced it still. I wonder how they're doing though.
I remember. I actually saw them.
Did you say this? I don't even know.
Burner Boy. You saw them as well.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say after that, bro.
No.
Oh, yeah, Burner Boy.
Yeah, that was last summer.
Was it Burner Boys?
Yeah, because we saw them.
Yeah,
it was Burner downstairs.
Yeah.
And in the gates.
Was it? Oh yeah, it was them together, wasn't it?
Yeah, we saw.
Yeah, it was them.
Yeah,
I don't remember their names.
No,
I don't remember. Oh, I remember. I know the S. Yeah. I don't know the girl's name.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I'll be real. I didn't know they were a couple.
Neither did I.
I only knew like I don't even know when I realized that they are.
Did we?
I definitely didn't ask.
Maybe we just clocked out.
Yeah.
I think Burner Boys is what solidified it for me that year.
We knew before then.
It was in our minds.
We knew in the studio that we thought something was going on. No?
I was just like, it's at the back of my mind, but I'm not sure. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't 100% sure. Mm. But yeah. Jade, in fact, leave comments of your favorite mix actually. Cause...
Bro, do you JD, no. Get JD Honey, bro. That is sweet.
Mixed with what?
Like, whatever
these clubs won't have JD Honey.
Some of them do.
Select few.
Yeah.
But like, even now that I think about it, I don't actually buy drinks at the club, at the Motives anymore, you know? If I do, I'll buy one. Bro, no, genuinely. I generally can't remember the last time I spent over £10 at a Motive.
Oh. So what do you do? How do you...
I don't know. I think this is... Not that I don't enjoy Motives if I don't drink, but bro, I promise you, I don't remember the last Motive I bought.
He's actually not lying because... There's bare motives, I'm like, I'm getting drinks. I'm like, where's this guy's drink, man?
Bro,
I'm never at the bar.
I'm like, never at the bar anymore.
What's he doing? Like, I don't know why you do it, though.
I don't know.
I don't know why you do
it. Bro, generally, I don't know. And if I go to the bar, I swear all I ask is for like a pineapple juice or... I don't even know what I got last time. Maybe apple juice or something.
Apple juice at a
bar. But I swear, I don't know why I don't get no drinks anymore. It's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm actually a vibe killer now. I feel like I've lost my touch a bit.
Maybe you just don't need drink to have a good time.
No, I definitely don't. I definitely don't. But like, I've not enjoyed myself at Motives recently. I can't remember the last Motive that we all went to or I went to. And I was like, yeah, this was lit.
Because you didn't drink.
No, I don't want to equate it to that.
It's not, don't be ashamed of it.
No, I'm not ashamed. Some Motives
you just need to drink in it to have a good time.
I know, but like, sometimes like, this ain't even worth buying drinks for, like.
I hear it, so. Then I would just leave.
But that's the thing with me. I actually can't leave a function, like, mad early because of FOMO. Like, imagine if the last hour's the banger.
What Motive was it? We went after studio. You had my car key. No, my jacket was in your car. I was like, let's cut. He's like, nah, we're not cutting. Because all our jackets were in his car. You weren't letting anyone cut. I'm like,
oh, yeah, I know the Motive. I know.
Let's cut.
And that even banged.
Exactly. And we stayed to the end. It didn't even bang. Oh my goodness gracious.
That did not even bang. That did not even, I don't even know what time I got home from that movie.
It wasn't that late because we didn't spend that much time outside.
Bro.
I don't think.
Bro, yeah, like. I don't know. I've only ever left like one motive early. And it was an after party. And I just left because I'm like, yeah, I'm actually forcing this. Like, I left probably like an hour early. Till it was the end. I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I enjoyed leaving. I probably shouldn't have even stayed for it. But, you know, sometimes it's like, just live your life, innit? But yeah. I don't know. I'm not down in it.
I feel like I'd be good at leaving motives, but it depends who I'm with. Because it's a thing where if it's like seven of us, and I'm the only one that's on leaving, like rah. So what, if you man will stay, then it gets lit. Like I say in FOMO, that would be mad. But I can't, if I'm not feeling it, I actually might cut now. I'm deep in it. Because what am I doing?
I don't have that FOMO thing. Like, I'll leave. If I feel like, okay, I've had enough, it's done, I'm gone. Even if it gets lit after and I've had enough type of thing. But I don't do that really with like events, small like, you know what I'm saying, like link ups and stuff like that. If it's done, it's done type of thing.
Link ups is different for me. I would leave. I would probably be one of the last people to leave a link up.
First.
Yeah. Unless I've got something I've got planned after that I actually have to leave. I'm probably one of the last to leave still. Simply because, like, I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, I hear it still.
Like, there's no doubt that I'm not enjoying myself. If I'm not, then...
Yeah.
I would even be there for up to an hour.
We ain't had a link up in a while, though. Like, a proper one.
Yeah.
Like, compare it to our friend's 50th. Our friend's dad's 50th.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I linked up with
you. Yeah. It's been... And that was, what, October? We're in April now.
It was October.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, but
you get it? Yeah. We're 4 months in and there's not been one. I don't think.
Not that I can think of, yeah. No, I ain't really linked up with people in a while.
Was Monopoly this year?
I don't even remember playing Monopoly. I have no clue about playing Monopoly. Monopoly? No, it was definitely not this year.
Are you sure?
At whose house? Our friend's house?
Yeah.
No chance. I've not played Monopoly this year.
The last one was when we were there. And it was two of them. But that was just like last minute, spontaneous, after studio. You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. Those ones, I can't lie. Like, still enjoy yourself still, I can't lie.
Yeah, it's just a vibe. Like, sometimes you just need to step out. And that's what I did. I don't even know if I've spoken about this on pod, but I just stepped out and I went and go to shisha.
Yeah.
I went to shisha. I was like, yeah, I'm just bored. So Friday night. I don't know why we weren't recording that day, but probably just recorded another day in the week.
Yeah.
I think we recorded on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I just went to shisha that day and I'm like, yeah, just vibed out. Cost me money, but you know, you live and you learn, innit? I just enjoy myself.
But you said there's TVs there?
At the venue?
Yeah.
Yeah, where that went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't been there to watch like a fixed or anything, though?
No? Nah, yeah, because... 9 times out of 10, I'm probably not watching the game. Recently I've just watched Chelsea. Nah, if it's midweek, I'm watching the game. But I'm not going out on midweek.
Who did Chelsea just play? Was it Everton?
Yeah.
And Arsenal just played. This is going to be like, I'm going to do the timestamps because this next section I really need to get onto these
arseholes. You know, I knew that we were talking about football today.
It was mandatory.
I knew we were talking about football today.
It was mandatory. To be fair, let's even start from Tuesday. I missed those games, but the scorelines were crazy. I saw, 4-2 PSG Barca.
I was so happy with that result.
And I saw 4-1 in the Atletico Dortmund.
I don't think it was up to 4-1.
No, it was 4 goals on someone's side, I swear.
4-2.
Either way, 4 goals were scored on one team in both games, I think. But yeah, Mbappe's got to win that Champions League, man. He's got to do it.
I think it's set out that PSG will play Real Madrid.
No. It's possible.
Yeah, if they beat Bayern, obviously. I don't know if they'll beat Bayern.
Who, Madrid?
No, sorry. What was I talking about? I thought PSG were playing Bayern.
Oh my God, it's PSG that's playing Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were playing Bayern. I forgot about that.
So Bayern's playing Madrid.
Oh my days, German teams are killing it.
They are, but I don't see Bayern getting past Madrid.
Yeah, neither do I. And I, Yeah, PSG, could they beat Dortmund?
Yeah.
They could.
Yeah, they can.
But I just feel
they can lose. PSG's crap.
Yeah, they are.
So it's just individual quality, but they can do it.
I think the only reason
Mbappe even shows an individual quality that game.
Yeah, the only
they still won.
That's because of the red Dembele card.
Played well now.
That's the red card, though.
That was a red card, yeah.
If they didn't get a red card, they would have lost. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, the red card, the penalty. They were like,
absolutely dope.
Yeah, that's the only reason they won.
But I can't complain. Mbappe go. Then win.
If he does it. You know what I'm saying?
Done. Yeah, but is he going to beat Madrid in the final, though?
I pray he does. Don't know, I pray he doesn't then join them.
Like, Madrid, I saw a stat. Madrid have been in the Champions League semi-finals 12 times in the past 14 seasons. 12 times.
They just know how to do it, innit?
Like, guys are winning Champions League 3 times in a row. Toni Kroos has got 5. Modric got 5. Like, what kind of numbers are these, bruv?
Yeah. Like, even bearing in mind that City, they've been like, they lost to them on penalties. Do you know what I'm saying? They got taken all the way to penalties. PSG is not doing that.
PSG would have got
smoked. PSG's not doing that.
Like, to defend for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And still win. Apparently, they studied Arsenal's game against City.
Who? Madrid?
Yeah. I think Ancelotti said it in an interview after the game. Because Arsenal beat City, what, 1-0?
I can't even remember. Because all of their games have been boring, so I can't remember.
Arsenal
and City's games.
That game was it boring?
Which Arsenal game?
Their
Arsenal
latest game.
Latest game.
That was boring.
As an Arsenal that played when, City?
Yeah, when they beat them.
They didn't beat them their latest game.
The latest game was a draw.
Yeah.
The game before.
Boring. Most boring game I've watched.
I can't remember actually, that game before.
Maybe it's the 0-0 where they defended well.
That was the most boring game I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah, that was very boring.
Yeah, because it's just the tactics of this game.
But to be honest, I can see how that's similar still because Real Madrid didn't seem like they were... Even though I only saw it from after the Arsenal game ended, Real Madrid didn't seem like... They were calm to sit back. They felt happy to sit back and just let City do what they want.
That's risky, though.
What size do you buy your Air Forces?
12.
Bloody
hell. What size are you?
12.
Bro, your stuff don't crease.
Yeah, bro, it's the way I walk, fam. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, what?
And I don't wear it that often. Actually, no, I wear Forces quite a lot, but I just...
What? Yeah, you do.
I do, but I don't know how I maintain it, innit? I don't know. I even want to replace these, bro, because they're that dirty, innit? But
I can't buy Forces. I can't buy shoes that crease easily.
Right? Like, but it's the dumbest thing.
It just pisses me off.
I bought Air Forces twice. Like, in the last... Like, I think I bought them twice last year.
Yeah.
I wore them once, both times.
But you wore it before your function at pitch. And you just ruined them that whole night. You never wore them again.
No, I knew those was getting ruined that night. See, that was for the fit.
In fact, we wore Forces that day.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. I think I got rid of mine as well after that day.
Yeah, I haven't worn mine since.
Yeah, those ones were gone. So then I still have them, but they're gone. I don't wear them. Then I bought them again for recess. One wear, done.
How?
Dunno.
Because they're white.
So?
Bro, it's not even that they're dirty, bro. Creased. You can't wear them, bro.
But you wore them, club, though, innit?
No, but I've worn it once after I wore it to a concert.
Yeah.
Which club?
Wanderlust, no?
Oh. I don't know.
I think so.
I can't remember.
Yeah, there's certain places that I don't wear them. I wear them to like restaurants, lounges, like studio, shopping centre.
A man has wore Air Forces to studio.
These are my favourite shoes. I've been saying this though.
How can Forces be your favourite shoe?
Bro, like they go with anything.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah,
they do. They're very timeless. Versatile shoe,
like, they're just never going to go out of style, bro. For me, anyway.
It's true. Yeah, they will never go out of style.
Yeah, like summertime, you can wear them with shorts. Winter, you can wear them with a trackie. Spring, you can wear them with that. Like,
I've never owned black Air Forces, though, you know.
I did. Sixth form, you used to wear them. You used to wear them still.
And you never got in trouble?
Bro, we didn't. We didn't. Yeah, no one even said anything.
It was like frowned upon, but like no one ever said anything.
No one actually said anything, yeah.
Sometimes I wonder, like, the school uniform policy is just too weird. Why are you on me because of my shoes, bro? I'm here to learn.
Yeah, but we're wearing trainers, though.
There's
a grammar school as well.
Yeah, but Air Forces that are black don't look mad. They look like wallabies, bro. But like, like wallabies don't look anything professional, bro, like that.
They look semi-formal.
Semi-formal. Air Forces, yeah, cool, fair enough. But like, bro, they're just black shoes. Nah, I feel like the school policy was just weird.
So then what's your lot's favourite crap then?
What is my favourite?
Probably my Louis Vuitton skates.
Anything that's comfortable, 98s, MX 98s. What do you say? Is Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, he even laughed at himself like a flipping clown, bro. What do you say? 98s.
Yeah.
You had them for a time, innit? They're comfy, innit? Yeah, I remember when you got
them. I'm going to get another pair.
Swear?
Yeah.
Are they still on... Is it JD you got them from?
Nah. So, I got them from some other site.
I remember when they were like, Bear Man had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in trend back then.
Yeah, even what's his name? Clint. Before he did the 95 collab, he wanted to do 98s instead.
Yeah.
But I don't know, some legal thing, but he ended up doing 95s. But yeah, 98s are just comfortable. I just like any shoes that are comfortable. Those are my favourite shoes. Any shoes that are comfortable. I don't like Yeezys, but I still wear them. They're not comfortable.
Yeah, but they're a cool drip still.
Yeah, and I think they're timeless as well, you know.
Yeah, Yeezys will be timeless. Yeah, Yeezys are timeless.
Yeah.
Yeezys are timeless.
But I don't like is it the 350s? I don't like the shape of them.
I don't even know the numbers. I'm so sorry.
350s?
Yeah, like the supply of 350s.
Like, even the one even the New Balances she was wearing, they're like, they look exactly like the type of Yeezy. Don't know if you know what I'm referring to.
Which Yeezys? Yeah, like these Yeezys. I don't like these.
No, they're cold.
You like them? Do you like these ones?
No.
Yeah, I don't like them.
No, cold. I've never liked them.
I don't own any, but
I've seen them cold. Look cold on people, but like, I feel like there's certain shoes that I don't buy because like when it's too big of a size, it just looks mad.
No, those are cold still. Someone should actually cop me them.
Someone copped you them?
I said someone should.
Oh.
They're actually cold. What the hell? How can you man not like them?
Like I said, bro.
That they're cool drip to wear to the podcast and like, I wouldn't wear them out to a motive, but like, they're cool, like, step out quickly, shorts, quickly go on holiday.
It's cheaper, like, I'm looking at, you know the Van New Schools?
Vans?
Yeah, Van New Schools, I'll show you.
Uh-huh. Like these, that's like similar to what she was just wearing.
That's what I thought they were.
Yeah,
that's crazy, I forgot about those shoes. I hate the Yeezy slides.
I like the Yeezy slides.
It's like £80, I think these are cold.
They're nice. I would say they're nice. They are nice.
What are you talking
about? They are nice.
What are you talking about? £80? Of course, bro.
They are nice.
They're nice, bro. I'm going to start spending less on shoes. I'm like you, Mr. LV Skates, bro. Nice. How much? £8. Nice.
Let me see those shoes again.
These are cold, bro. When I style them, you'll see.
I'm sure you can, but...
It's the people wearing them, like, they don't look cool there, bro, but
I'm not on that train yet, bro.
When you like, loosen the laces, I trust me, I'll do it up.
They are nice.
Yeah. Nah, I can't rock with them, you know.
Swear?
Nah, myth.
There's another Adidas shoe, I don't know what they're called, but they're cold as well.
Nah, yeah, those are myth, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I think they're horrible.
Adidas Vans.
Those Vans,
no, because there's a different type of Vans that are similar to that bare people wore. They're not nice.
These What's the shoe style? I used to hate on girls?
Vans.
Like the slip-on Vans, the checkered ones.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I'm not gonna lie, I think I hate Converses on girls as well now, you know.
No, there's one with like a chunky sole. That ain't too bad.
I don't like that one.
I'm talking about the standard Converses. Yeah, no, like Converses, the high top ones. I think they're so meaty.
I think they're all right. They're not the worst thing a girl could wear.
Not the worst.
I think they're all right. Yeah. I think they're just a standard trainer.
No, yeah, that shouldn't be a standard. I think they should get rid of them.
Nah.
This ain't even the end of year. Get rid of stuff, but...
What?
Yeah, like, no, I don't like those shoes at all. I don't like them. I actually don't like those Vans.
Swear.
I feel like there's another Vans like that, yeah. Nah.
Yes, that's what there's a similar type that's not nice, bro.
Yeah. Maybe it's that one that's in my head, but yeah, those... Yeah, I hate them.
You like Lambians?
Yes.
Really?
I do like Lambians.
Could rock them still, but
I feel like they're very loud, but
they don't look worth seven bills to me.
You know the laces.
How much are they? Are they not seven bills?
They're seven bills.
Yeah, they are.
They are seven bills.
They're seven bills.
Exactly. Yeah,
they're
like that's six, not a seven bill shoe, bro. Yeah. That's not a seven bill shoe.
That's more of a seven bill shoe than the LV things. 100%.
It's LV.
I think that's the most that shoe.
Wait, which ones? The skates?
Yeah.
I don't have skates, by the way. I'm actually chatting. I don't have skates.
You say so, bro.
The Lambians look worth more. They look worth more of the money than the LV skates, and any other shoe. Like those any you know, not Balenciaga, Christian Dior, any those Christian Dior trainers, whatever they are, any of them, they don't look worth how much they are.
How much do you think they look worth? The big 30s.
Three bills.
No.
Max.
No.
Max. That's all of them. Man. All of them.
Three all bills.
Of all of them.
B30s.
B30s. Those other ones that say CD on them.
Yeah, those are B30s, bro.
Oh, is that B30s? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Max, three bills. I'm sorry.
How much are my horrors? Four.
Yeah. Like, that's a calm price. Plus, bearing in mind, yeah, like, when you actually... Oh, it's like when you like, feel the shoe... You can tell, like, okay, yeah, this is a lot of material. When you feel like the shoes you're wearing right now, those, it's the same material as B30s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Similar, yeah.
No, yeah.
So, why are you paying £500 more for
like... No, B30s, of course, you can't pay, have say that they're worth the £890, bro.
They're not.
They're not worth three bills, though.
They look like they are.
Five.
They look like they are.
Nah, I'll be real. Like, I think you got points, though.
Bro.
I think you got a point, bro. These are B30s, bro.
I hear it, but...
These are literally B30s.
Not three bills, though. It's got to be more than three bills.
Yeah, nah. But bro, how much are these again?
A bill something.
Yeah.
Bro, B30s are not ten times better than these shoes.
Yeah, to be fair, you could rock A6s and look cleaner than someone in B30s.
I literally rock them at the one function. I say, yo, spilly boy.
Okay. You get it.
Okay. I was thinking, yo, Huss, you can't be rocking A6s to a function.
No, you can't.
I put it on, I say, yo...
Bro, you can wear anything. In. You can wear anything to a function.
Not the Yeezys that I just showed you.
No chance.
The ones I showed you, I wouldn't wear those to a function.
Yeah.
No chance. But you could rock these to a function.
Yeah, you could. Easy. Yeah, you could easily watch Yeezys to a function.
Easy.
But the Lambdons are, like, they also look like a quality issue as well. Because you know the rainbow laces, you know they're not real laces.
What?
Like, there's real laces behind those laces. Those rainbow laces are just for show.
What?
But that's what it is, isn't it? That's the brand.
Oh, man.
That's the brand, but they do look old.
They were never seven bills, bro. These shoes used to be like four somewhere. To five bills, man.
What?
Lambdons.
Unless I'm seeing reseller price.
You've probably seen resale, bro. I don't ever remember seeing seven bills, man.
For Lambdons?
I'm sure.
Yeah, Lambdons, right? I'm looking at 630. They're like 5 to 7 bills.
And 639.
Look at the one right next to it, 478. Is that reseller?
I don't know what side that is, though.
Do you get it?
Flannels 559. Another next to it, 55.
Farfetch 570.
570, bro. Yeah, I was never seeing seven bills, bro. Those are cold. Those are cold. Them Prada cups, those are cold.
Yeah, not gonna lie, mate. They're cold still.
Those are cold.
They're not worth the money, though.
670.
Again, those are three bill shoes.
You just fall back.
Those are three bill shoes. What's the three bill shoes? It's leather. And what else?
Bro, you can't keep going for the material.
It's the,
like,
just, it's the brand as well. It's the brand as well. Yeah, that's what everything is. It's the brand. It's the brand everything well. Is the brand.
Like, look at your hat.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember how much this was. But
that's
yeah.
a £10 hat.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Because of the... No. Because of the stitching and everything like that. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, exactly. It's the fine deals you got to pay for. Even stuff with like cars, bro. Like when you get like hand-stitched leather or hand-stitched interior, that's going to be... An extra how much, yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Just for that small detail.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
Nah, yeah, those Prada's though, I'm cold.
The Stompers.
Prada Stompers, cold.
Prada really? Stompers. No.
They're like nine bills.
I'll never buy them.
But Prada Stompers, cold. No. Chanel's, cold.
Yeah.
I think Prada Stompers are the most obnoxious shoes I've ever seen.
No, the most obnoxious, there's a Balenciaga shoe. Bro, Balenciaga is just obnoxious. No. Sorry, sponsor. No, I'm joking. No, we couldn't take a sponsorship from Balenciaga, apparently.
Yeah, because they've done some crazy stuff behind the scenes, man. I'm not going to lie. The American cops are 670.
Oh, yeah, but also, this episode is sponsored by Magnum. Shout out to you lot.
Yeah, man. You spoke into existence last episode and it happened. Appreciate the guys, man.
Shout out to Magnum.
Yeah. Obviously hasn't landed yet, but
yeah, still. Don't worry, we're practicing.
Yeah.
Generally you should send that to them though.
You should, you know.
Generally you should send that to them.
Why not?
I feel like if we send it to what's that other drink? The one that's like Magnum. Is it Wagwan?
Yeah,
because like what we're saying, Wagwan. I feel like I don't know why that kind of works.
PR.
You might have done something there,
PR!
Mate. Cooking. Fez.
I hear that. So one episode. What's going on?
Or something, yeah.
Something like that. Fez, that's PR still. That's PR still. That'd be cold.
Oh, God.
But yeah, nah. Prada's are my cop list store. I need them.
Yeah, they're I need those American cop store. They are hard.
But their clothes are expensive. Like, the Windbreaker is like...
No, Prada clothing is just different. Like. Prada, yeah. Prada and LV, slap that with us.
Yeah,
that's my sort of vibes.
Swear.
Yeah, Prada and LV.
What, together?
As in, those are my two probably favourite brands still.
Yeah. Yeah, I like LV.
Prada and LV still, they rock different still.
Yeah.
Dior was up there though, for sure. It had its run, but nah.
They did.
They definitely had their run.
Like the puffer jacket, that was nice.
Jacket, that oblique jacket.
The B22s had their time.
B22s
and I'm still
wear mine. Yeah, B22s are clean.
I still wear mine. Depends on the colour. There's a few colours that I just don't like. But yeah, most of them are nice, I think.
I think B30 is more of a statement piece though, you know?
B30s...
I'm not going to ask...
more trendy because they look like A6 though. I think that's the thing.
Yeah, but these B30s were more popping before A6 came back in fashion.
They were...
Yeah, still. I'm more of like a B30, you know, than B22s.
There's a B22 colorway that I wish came back. You know the pink ones?
Yeah,
the white pink ones.
Cold still. But then again, like, you have to just keep buying clothes that you can rock with that.
Yeah, it's true.
Just long.
Yeah.
I'm tired of buying clothes every time I want to wear a new outfit for the shoes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, it's better to just buy like a few pieces that you can facilitate with bare different fits.
Yeah.
Do you know a brand that I feel like... Okay, wait, hold on. First of all, rest in peace to Virgil. But I think Off-White is just...
Falling off?
Yeah. Like, I could not rock an Off-White piece.
Yeah, yeah.
I think their trainers are hard.
I think they've come back in with that. Yeah. But the clothing...
There's only one shoe, though. The out-of-office ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
You have it? Yeah, the blue ones.
Yeah, they're cold. They're cold, but like...
But again, I wouldn't buy them because they look like they crease.
They do.
So I wouldn't buy them.
Those are my one shoes that are creased.
Do you know what I'm saying? I cannot buy a shoe for like £600 that crease.
They're not six bills.
How much are they?
I'm going for like £350, £375.
Yeah, they're not.
Can't buy it for creases. Can't buy it for creases.
Oh, yeah, they've gone up. No cap.
No chance you'll buy for that price again.
They've gone up. Because that was for the King's Ball event, actually. That's when I got them.
You're lying.
No cap. That was their debut store. Yeah. You haven't done intro, bro.
Intro. Swear. Oh, sugar. Welcome to the What We Saying pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. Enjoying my co-host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
Also joined my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo.
What are we saying?
I beg, talk about that wedding to us.
Yeah.
You actually just skipped over that.
Do you know what, yeah? I was going to vlog it, but part of me just said, you know what, let me just not vlog. If I vlogged it, it would have been hard. But anyway, so the first part was Saturday. I had to go help out on Friday night. This was in Kent, Chatham. Do you mind know KRCC, the church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, the one in Chatham. That's where the traditional was. That was the parents, so the bride's parents and the groom's parents, they sort of had that day to themselves to invite all their friends, family, whatever, a few young people, cousins, whatever. It was lit, but I preferred... The white wedding.
Who do you know?
Who do I know?
The bride or the groom?
The groom's my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my... Our parents are siblings. My dad and his mum are sisters. And brother and sister, innit? So then, what I liked was like... So the traditional Saturday...
Wait, sorry. Whose siblings? Did you say both your parents are siblings to them?
My dad
and
his mum.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you said his dad is his brother, your mum.
My dad and his mum are sisters, innit?
Okay.
So then... So yeah, that was in Kent. Everyone stayed over at a nearby hotel first two nights, but no one was really doing anything. It was just sleeping. And then the white wedding, that was far. I went there after work on Monday. It's like 2 hours away. Like some complex. This was a sick complex because like the venue for the ceremony, the reception, and the chalets where we stayed is all in the same compound.
Hard.
And everyone was there for like 2 days, so it was lit. So I got there Monday night now. Like all the family in one chalet just talking, vibing. I wasn't a groomsman, so like the groomsman and the bridesmaid had gone out for dinner. Then when they came back, my cousin called me, and then my cousin called me, then I was chilling with them, yeah. Then our boy, there must have been on the bride's side, she's got these American cousins in it, two girls, three boys, whatever. And then they were like, oh yeah, these Americans like two doors down now, like, just trying to go chat to them. I'm like, you might not on your thing. You know what? Calm, but like, I'm not going in first. Because if like, let's say there's five men in a chalet and some big black guy just walks in that they've never seen before, like, they're gonna be startled, bro.
Who are you?
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. in their accents and that, I'll be like, nah, this is long, I'm not doing this. So then we got our female friend to go in first, and then everyone came downstairs, we're chatting to them, they were talking about, because they're all Ghanaian, we were all Nigerians, so there was bad debates about Nigeria versus Ghana. Ghana jollof is dead.
It's a crazy statement, though.
Ghana jollof is dead. Because on the traditional wedding, yeah, the first half of the day was Ghanaian, second half was Nigerian. So there was Ghanaian jollof in the day, Nigerian jollof in the night. Bro, no, none of us finished that jollof rice in the day, bro. Some man didn't even touch the jollof, they just touched the fried rice. But the shitto, shout out to Ghanaians, shitto's cold still. Did your thing with there with the meat? Pause.
But what is that again? What is
shitto?
Yeah.
So that's just like a sauce.
Meat, yeah, like meat and sauce.
Is it, it's not like ayamashe, is it?
No, let's not.
Fair enough.
No, they ain't got anything of that standard.
Fair enough.
Nah, they ain't. But yeah, that was where have I got to? Chilling with the Americans, that was the first night. I had to wake up early to go set up the tables for the white wedding. Then there was the white wedding ceremony. Then there was the reception. The reception was when they had that bar spend tab, except that was in the evening. Then, so the groom, his older brother, gave a speech. Hear this, yeah. He's giving a speech, cold speech, he's drunk. And then he announced that he was going to marry his girlfriend mid-speech.
No.
And then his mum and all the aunties started like applauding, standing ovation. I'm like, I'm happy for him. I'm like, bro, you can't do that, man. I'm like, why do you do that? But yeah. But
wait, he's going to, or he's actually proposed there?
He hasn't proposed. He just said he was going to marry her.
Oh, but right, she wasn't there, I'm assuming.
She was there, bro. She was there. But obviously she knows, but I'm like, yeah, she said it there, bro. Fairs. Like, everyone's cheering, so it's not a thing in the moment. But then after, when the reception like, had a pause, he was saying that, like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that still, whatever. I think he apologised to his brother. I'm not sure. So then...
But then again, though, I don't think his brother would have taken it anyway.
I don't think he did, but it's just to say it, innit? Because maybe the bride felt type of way. I don't know, because it's her day.
Yeah, the bride would definitely feel type of
way. Do you know what I mean? Or like maybe the bride's family, like, Raf, this is not your... I don't know what was going on. Whatever. So then, yeah. After that bit, a break, came back. Then the bar spend came. Everyone was, get me, Ray Nephews, Henny, vodka. Everyone was doing their thing. And that's when, bro, like, when I saw my story, I was just, I can't even remember those. Bare flipping migraine skank, all the flipping Ashake songs, all the bro, it was hard. It was hard. And then the bridesmaids must have invited us man back to their chalet. So then me, my cousin, and my boy went to their chalet, and then yeah, just kicked it with them for the rest of the night. It was kind of lit, and then we left the next morning. Storm.
Why are you skipping over the main important part of the wedding?
What do you mean the wedding?
The ceremony.
I mean, what's that to say about the ceremony?
Like did you feel a type of way? Like,
no, that was. Oh, you're talking about my story.
No, I don't think you snapped out.
No. So I didn't feel a type of way at the ceremony. I felt a type of way when they did their last entry into the reception and they were singing to Chris Brown Forever. Do you mind know that song?
Maybe.
Forever. Is that one?
I don't know how. Forever. Yeah, something like that.
Forever. It's going to be me, you, and
the dance. Yeah.
That's one. Hashtag take me R&B. Take me R&B, Fifth of May, make sure you're there. Boom.
Yes.
Quick plug.
So, yeah, they came into that song. That was lit. That's when I was like, raw. Because I actually know his wife now. Like, I'm like, raw, like, she's actually part of the family now. Because I knew her. I met her like 5-6 years ago. They weren't even together then. They go to the same church.
Yes.
They started dating no more than 18 months ago.
And they're married.
He's 31, she's 29. Yeah.
I was going to ask how old are they?
Yeah. And they're married now. So I'm like, rah. So I've seen you lot grow, more so my cousin, because I've seen him. He used to take care of me and my sister. He used to come to our house when he was studying for his A-levels or GCSEs. And I'm like, rah, this guy's getting married. And like, he's my second cousin to get married. I'm like, rah, so the family tree's actually growing. and they're marrying good women. I'm like, wow. Someone even asked me, oh, what, did it inspire you to get married? I was like, no. but it was nice to see them. I'm like, wow. Like, it's so, I don't know. Have you ever been to a wedding where you've seen the person grow up and now they're getting married?
Nope.
Nah.
Yeah, it's a different level.
I don't know any good niggas, clearly.
Come on, man.
I don't know any good people, clearly. Because I've been to no weddings.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no,
I've
no,
only
no,
been to yeah. one wedding and now I didn't get to see the ceremony.
Yeah.
I only saw the traditional part.
Yeah. So would you mind doing traditional and white wedding on different days?
Probably my wife cares more about that, so I don't know. Probably would though, yeah. Probably two different days.
I think I would as well.
It just sounds like a lot of...
How much do you think we would have spent? Did it... Or like, yeah, how would that have worked?
I don't... The traditional, I don't think they spent too much. But the white wedding... I don't know. But... I'd call that five figures. Easy.
Yeah, man.
Easy. Because it was like such a nice venue. And then you got the ceremony, the reception area... And the chalet is where we're staying, all within like a 2 minute
walk. I don't even know what a chalet is.
I've been pretending to know what it is.
Yeah, I have no clue what a chalet is.
It's like a mini apartment. You see when you go skiing?
Yeah.
When you stay when you're skiing in those mini apartments?
No.
You're not seeing vlogs when people go skiing where they stay?
No.
Yeah, you have, man.
No.
Okay, cool. A mini apartment. What's a
mini apartment?
Isn't it just an apartment? Is it like a hotel room?
No, it's not a hotel room. You don't get
when breakfast. I went skiing out, I...
Yeah, but okay, so it's a hotel room without breakfast.
You walk into the door, small living room. There was like three rooms. Room downstairs, upstairs, one room.
Brother, house. This doesn't sound small at all.
It's very small. It's
you there, literally just said living room and upstairs.
Yeah.
What?
Like, it was small in terms of how big it was. It sounds big because I'm saying there's three rooms in there, but it wasn't actually that big. Bear in mind, it's like, what? Eight man in each apartment, so there's not that much space. There's just bare rooms.
There's eight man in each chalet.
But there's like what? One bed downstairs, one double bed upstairs, then a family room in the third room, which has got stairs in itself. So it sounds big, yeah? It sounds big, but when you deep how many men are staying in the actual chalet, it's not that big, but it's still sizable.
I think maybe because there's eight man.
Yeah, but it's like in terms of size, like actual square foot. It's not that big, but it was enjoyable. It was good still. It was good.
I said 31. I was hoping you said something like 27.
Nah, she's 20. When they got engaged, maybe like a year ago, she would have been 28. He would have been 30. I actually missed that. Oh, God. I actually felt bad.
Like, I'm seeing chalets like this, bro. Like,
yeah, that's skiing chalets. They're bigger. That's what I'm saying.
What did you miss?
Huh?
What did you miss? The proposal.
The proposal, yeah. Because he actually invited me, but I couldn't make it. Obviously, he didn't tell me he was proposing.
Oh.
And then I just see best snaps like, oh, he proposed. I'm like, oh, man.
Was his brother his best man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he didn't want to give the speech. He was too nervous.
Well, I would be nervous as well, bro. For like the best man speech, you have to... It has to be good.
Yeah, but my cousin said to him, like, if you don't do it, you're going to regret it. Like, you're his older brother, bro.
Fairs.
Even if it doesn't go to plan or it's not that good, like at least you spoke at your younger brother's wedding.
Yeah, imagine making jokes and it just doesn't hit.
You can't think of it like that.
I'm natural distance.
You can't think of it like that though. Because if you think too much, then it will just be dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's probably
I feel like you just got to slyly embarrass them, innit? Or just make like jokes to the past and stuff like that.
The thing is, he didn't, you know? He didn't. He just told like good stories, like when he saved him and stuff.
Yeah, that's slyly embarrassing, you know?
On his side,
yeah, like embarrass them a bit.
Yeah, you gotta make yourself or them the butt of the joke. Yeah, kind of what he did, to be fair.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but then again, he had a bit of a drink. I'll do the same thing.
There's no way I'm doing that sober.
Because there was a good 250 people in that room. It wasn't an easy task by any means. Best man speech. Damn.
Try. No, yeah. I don't think it's that tough.
Have you done it yet though? Ram 10.
There is though, like, because like growing up, I've always had to do speeches. And something like, okay, cool. When my dad turned 40, they made me do a speech.
Yeah.
When my mom turned 50, I had to do a speech.
Fez.
Did we miss that?
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking I did not see that.
I didn't see that. I
purposely made sure that you guys were still... No. You guys were there. I just made sure you were inside.
Swear?
Yes. Yeah. So then, like...
Did you get emotional?
No.
Don't say no like that, though. Don't say like, no like that.
It's her birthday. Like, what? Like, so? Why am I getting emotional for her birthday?
I swear our boy got emotional at his mom's 50. If we missed that one, though. We missed the speech.
Did he actually?
He did.
How do you know?
Did he say it?
He said it, bro.
Oh, fairs.
His sister said it. His older sister said it. Something like that.
Yeah, but he's always like, he's been like that, bro. He's mad, yeah.
He's been like that?
Yeah, he's so like that, yeah. So
what? Do you agree with that?
Such an emotional guy, bro.
I don't know what he's trying to say right now.
I don't know what he's trying to say either, bro.
He's emotional. His mom's
such an emotional guy, bro. Since secondary, bro. So emotional.
Yeah, but that was the past. Yeah, I took Tuesday, Wednesday off for that. Went back into office today. When you said, I don't know what day, when you said you couldn't make Friday, I'm like, oh my God, bro.
Yeah, when you said
I was calm with that.
Exactly. You're
simply because I'm like, I don't even want to record on Friday.
Yeah, but I don't know how you do that, going into the office then come to the studio the same day, bro. That is so dead.
I don't do that. Oh, I do that. I don't do that.
Did you go in today?
Yeah.
There we go. So you
did. I went to the gym before this.
What time did you get home? Oh, you get home quick, though.
I can't do that. I can't go to the gym before recording.
No, that's because I missed it yesterday because I went to a physio appointment.
Oh, so you started physio now?
No.
So why'd you go physio?
Oh, thank you.
Just wanted to.
So you pay, no, you pay for it?
Yeah.
Of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
Bro, like, don't you know if I say my name's Hustler?
Oh, whatever, man.
Get into the building.
Whatever. Is it for what?
No, I just did on my legs.
Were you feeling pain?
No. I actually wasn't lying.
How much did you spend?
I didn't spend a dime.
Okay. Just stop lying.
Okay. Just leave the man. It's copium.
Bro, I'll call my physio right now.
What's his name?
Who said it's a he?
What's their name?
Don't worry about it, little bro.
Okay.
I gatekeep this.
It's a babe.
What?
I'm just asking questions, bro.
Keep it professional.
that's calm. A babe. That's better than female.
Oh, I thought you meant, is it like my babe or something?
Did I say my?
No, but like he said, is it your babe?
No, was it a babe?
Oh, was it a babe?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it professional, man. Like, she's a woman.
Okay, fairs. Mm.
Come on, man.
Apparently, we're not allowed to say females.
You've said it already, it's a podcast, you know?
No.
We're not allowed to say females. Who said that?
It was a tweet.
Fair enough.
That's fact. I'm saying that apparently it's frowned upon. Well, not apparently. I knew it was.
No, it's frowned upon apparently. Yeah, but like, I don't understand why. But I don't care enough to get him.
I feel like it's something to do with it relating to animals.
Yeah,
that's what I feel like it is.
Like, for me, if that's what it is now, if that's the rule, sure, no problem. I'm not arguing against it because I don't care. On to the next.
Fair, it's not hard to just say women though.
No, but like. Again, like, I don't care anymore. If I was to get into this,
yeah, you'd be.
What's the problem?
Female.
Bro, I'm calling you a female because it's just female, male, male, and female. I've grown up with this English.
Who actually says female? We don't say female that much, though. We don't.
Bro, I just say.
I don't see it as a problem.
I say when it needs, to, like, when it's needed in a sentence.
It's not, though.
If women said males,
why would I be offended?
Yeah, I would be offended.
We wouldn't.
There we go.
Well, we're not the same.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I said, like, bro, if that's the rules, then sure, no problem. Yeah. I'll play by the rules. Yeah. But to me, like, I don't know. I just haven't researched to know why they're offended by it.
I mean, I can see their point, but because females just means feminine gender and the female gender of anything.
What's the...
Yeah, that's what I thought it means.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't actually refer to them as, like, human beings. Like, women is a female woman. Female is just female, anything.
Yeah, I think that's their.
Oh,
yeah, that's what they think. That's what they're trying to say. But like, no one's looking into it like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we're saying females, we mean women, innit? So, but like Huss said, innit? I don't have the energy to argue about that.
Yeah, like, I'm not arguing.
The energy to argue about that.
Like, we don't say it. But we definitely say it in sentences, but like, I think it just depends on the.
The person you're talking to.
Yeah, the person.
Yeah, 100%.
I was going to say it now, but then they're like,
100%.
Hold back.
100%.
Bro, by the way, you definitely said it.
I know I've said it, but I'm trying to think of the context.
I think when you're talking about the Americans.
I said it today.
Oh, yeah.
He probably have.
There's no probable. Did I say it or did I not say
it? No, on God you said it.
I said American females.
No, no, no. That sounds bad.
So
no, I no, say, no. Bro? I don't think he said it in that way. I don't think he said there was two American females, but I think he said like there were females or something.
No, I said there was two girls and three guys or something like that. Let's say two females.
That bro, didn't I sound said, right. I'm itself. Saying that it may not have been, even been on that context, bro, but I'm telling you, today you've said females. I promise you. But like, okay. But it went in a, like, I didn't see it as an offensive way. Or you didn't say, bro. As I said, there's no point to get into it, bro. No there's no point, man.
Okay.
Like, just apologize, isn't it?
What's going on? Standing on the front of the bus.
Nah, yeah, like, nah, yeah. For me, nah, I don't know, man. But yeah, back to the wedding, innit? Back to the wedding.
Yeah, there's but, something yeah. that happened that I can't. In fact, I'm not to tell you one after. Actually, I can't even say that. But.
Did they do the burn of the thing?
No. I was not confused.
Do they normally do that?
I mean, I've only ever seen it
in films. Exactly.
Throw the bouquet behind
throw the bouquet.
And I bet they're doing like white weddings. I've not seen it in real life, though. Yeah.
Have you seen it in real life?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
As in like the, what's it called? Traditional what?
The what? No. No, actually, I meant like,
oh, okay, you know what I'm saying. Okay.
Wait, what did he say?
Generally.
Ah, wait. I'm. Oh, no. Nah,
that's funny.
They didn't refer
to. I think it depends on the culture, to be honest.
No, I've definitely seen it in real life. I've been to a wedding where they did it.
Yeah, but my cousin said that because there was a little bit of, let's call it tension between the families when they were planning it. I think the problem's rooted down to the difference in cultures between Ghana and Nigeria. So my cousin was like, can't like, it's much easier to just marry a Nigerian because like, it'll be seamless.
Yeah.
Because the culture's the same.
But what's there to argue the about? In, just huh? do both traditionals.
Nah, because like, there's certain things that Nigerians do that Ghanaians might not be fond of at the wedding.
Or
vice versa. Yeah. I can't even like remember specifics.
Like, our cultures aren't that different.
They are, apparently, when it comes down to weddings. Like,
they can't be that different.
They are, because there was, like, not beef, but there was, like, arguments.
You just have to, like, incorporate both of them. Just do something from Nigerian culture and something from Ghanaian culture. Yeah, and everyone should be happy.
But when you've got, like, a stubborn parent that doesn't want that at their daughter's wedding, what do you do then?
Just told her parents not your wedding. Yo, I'll
tell you, chill off, bro.
That's the thing, bro. It's not that your simple. Wedding.
Like, what?
Yeah, bro.
Bro,
say it's not your
let someone try and pipe up on my wedding, bro. What? Get out.
No, but apparently...
Straight.
How they do it is, like, the traditional is apparently more for the parents.
Right, then you either listen up or you get out. You're not involved anymore.
You're going to sell it to your daughter's dad.
Bro, daughter's... Bro.
You're not going to sell it to your daughter's dad, bro, though,
let me say on the podcast thing. Right now, yeah, so that... The woman I marry, yeah, she's aware, innit? Like, me, I have an issue with parents, innit? Like, let me not say parents. I have a problem with African uncles.
Yeah.
African dads, African uncles, they feel like they know it all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand them. I cannot stand them. I cannot stand African uncles. So, yeah. Like, I'll be respectful to a certain point, innit? Like, yeah. I have a problem with them, so yeah, just allow all that talk about, oh yeah, my daughter's wedding, bro. This is my wedding too, bro. So fall back. Yeah? Fall back.
It's not how it would be. That's not how it'd go at
that's
all.
Bro, that's how it would be, bro.
That's not how you would say it. Nothing like that.
Bro,
you're gonna say fall back.
You'll be like, please, sir, this is
no,
my wedding.
No, none of that.
No, that's too far. That's
no, none of that. Like generally, bro.
You just
like,
gotta keep a calm tone.
It got bro, this is the same like bro, it's the same thing with like teachers, bro. You get to a point it's like, yo, like you can't talk to me like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's the same with these like uncles, like you're my wife's or my fiance's dad,
yeah,
but you're still a man at the end of the day, bro. So just respect yourself. I respect myself.
Yeah, see, this is why I want to cover my wedding because part of the reasons that some of the uncles get involved or raise their voice is because they're paying a fair bit towards the wedding.
Yeah, see, me, I don't.
If I'm paying most of it or all of it, you ain't got no voice like that, bro.
No, yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, you can have a like if you're paying,
obviously you got a voice,
bro, yeah. Bro, you have a voice, like, regardless, cool, but. You've had your wedding. This isn't yours now.
This is mine.
So breathe. If your daughter says she likes...
So breathe.
No, bro, breathe, bro. Like, your daughter is fine with this, so you breathe. Why do you have an issue with it?
Mm.
The same thing with my parents. If I'm fine with it, And my parents are trying to pipe up about, oh, yeah. Mommy, daddy, breathe, bro. Mm. What are you talking about? We're fine with this. Yeah? Move on.
Mm.
Now, I've never understood why people can't talk to their parents in certain situations and let them know, like, you're bugging out.
I feel like it's upbringing, isn't it?
No, yeah. For me, like, I'm perfectly fine with letting and I don't know, yo.
Yeah, nah, same, bro.
It's just about delivery. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, but then again, that's what I'm saying. This is what my issue with African parents. Okay.
Just say your uncles. Go on.
Uncles, yeah. Like, they're talking like, say, because you're younger than them, like, you're bro. A
small boy, innit?
You're a small boy. I'm like, bro, uncle, I will slap you, bro. I will slap you, bro. I go gym for this reason. I will slap you, bro.
Say anything like that.
Nah, I'm joking. Like nah, I would never slap an uncle. But like,
no, would you not?
No,
he slaps you first though.
I'll bang his chest, bro. He will drop.
Chest, not face.
He will drop, bro. He will drop. I don't even care. No one should touch me at this age, bro. No one should touch anybody from the age of from the age of 18, bro. Mm. Especially if you're not even my dad or my mom, bro. You should not touch me.
18.
What?
18's a bit. 18, yeah.
you're a bit small.
Nah,
think
bro.
Of us at 18.
Especially
bro.
In this day and age, like, bro, 18-year-olds, they're like freaking 15. They're
barely adults, man.
Yeah, they're barely
bro,
adults.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie.
21, I'll say first, yeah.
Bro,
I say if you're a working man, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, so
if
like, you're a working uni, man, yeah, graduate,
you know what I'm saying? We're both working men, there should be a level of respect here. We're both grown men, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, if you put your hands on me, I have to retaliate.
No, because it actually shows that this guy's not in control of his emotions, bro.
Yeah, and he's shown that he's just throwing the respect out the window. Yeah, like, there's no respect here anymore.
Dude,
so
we are, bro. Like, yeah, nah, myth. Fair enough. After uni, cool. You're working, cool. That's when, but even then, 18, I'm looking at you sideways, bro. I'm looking at you like, yo, you have one good shot, and that's it. After that, I'm involved.
You gotta get on with him, though, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll get on with him. Like, bro, like, don't get twisted. I'm not, as soon as he starts talking, I'm not going to say, yo, like, nah, like, that's not how I was running. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to be respectful. But if I know that he's the problem in this situation where everyone else is fine, but it's him that's moving stubborn or something, yo.
You should probably hope that your wife can check her dad, though.
I don't think any,
you should hope that.
I don't think daughters can check parents like that.
No, I've seen it happen. I've seen that happen.
I haven't seen that.
Really?
Yeah, daughters checking their parents. Nah. Maybe they can check their mum.
Sure, they can check their mum.
Check the mum's even though the wrong choice of words. I think it's like they can talk to their mum.
Yeah, talk. Sorry.
But checking is what it is, though.
Yeah, but yeah. But like in a respectful way.
Yeah.
But it's like with their dads, it's like if their dad tells them anything, there's no
talking.
Yeah, there's no talking.
I'm like, type of
thing.
What?
Yeah, the thing is, I feel like for certain girls, their dad has this huge soft spot for them. So, like, when they have something to say, you get me? They just succumb to what their daughter's saying. Some girls have that dynamic between them and their dad in it, so they can get through to their dad and check them. If that makes sense. But I think it's rare.
Nah, yeah, for me, though, like, if I can see that he's being the problem, like, let's say everyone has said, yes, we want X, and he's the only one saying Y, and we're not moving forward because he's saying Y. Then,
I would just ignore him. Over your...
I'm moving forward, I'm moving forward. You're not like cool off, bro. Breathe. Like,
that's the thing. Like, if you're in a room where he's the only person disagreeing, ideally, I want either my wife or his wife to be like, calm down a little bit. I don't want to be the first person to talk to him.
No, because I know how I get. I know how I get. Like, if I can clearly see he's being an issue here.
Yeah.
And let's say the person needs an answer and everyone's still trying to convince him. Yo, excuse me. It's X. Move on, please. That's it. I'm not looking at him.
That was rough, though. That was actually
No. Obviously, though, that's what I'm demonstrating it to you lot, like, so you can get it. But like, all I'm going to say is like, oh, yeah, excuse me. It's X. That's it. Move on. On to the next. And then he can come and talk to me in it. That's it. There's no...
Probably just so you won't like you ever again.
But he might expect you more, though.
Bro, like...
Because bare man will just shy away in that scenario. No cap.
Can't lie. My daughter's husband said that to me.
Your daughter's...
Yeah, if I'm the dad in the situation, I'd be like, yo.
Said what, though? Exactly.
Just try to dismiss me in one type of way. Yeah, but like, you're a step outside.
Yeah, but dismiss is disrespect, though. Dismiss is disrespect. You ain't gonna say that.
I, as the dad, I promise I would.
No, but if it was like,
I better step out there real quick. Like,
we've decided this. We're going with this.
But do you see what I'm saying, though? It's like,
that's more respectful, though. That's, if he spoke to me that way, I'll be like, yeah. That's a respectful way to do it.
You've got
to
be calm in these scenarios. What? Is what I'm
saying. You have to be respectful.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You've done this.
Yeah.
He's still moving somehow.
Yeah, I'll just be like, sir, like, sorry, we've all agreed on this, so we're going to go with this. And everything he says after that is air.
Because more time, if you talk to them in a calm tone, you're more likely to get through to them.
Yeah.
If you start raising your voice, they ain't hearing you.
No, because, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not raising my voice. I'll let you know, uncle, that, as you said, I'll do that. If he's still causing delay, miss, it's X.
He can't be slapping surfaces.
I'm demonstrating to you, man.
You can't what's it called? Undermine him.
It's not undermining. I'm showing you, oh, guy, you're not the man of this one anymore.
That's
me.
That's literally the definition of undermining. It's me. Just undermining.
That's your wife. This is mine. It's me. This is my wedding. You're not the Oga of this anymore.
Yeah.
You're the Oga of your last one, not this one. If you chose not to be Oga of that, that's your business. Me, I'm Oga of this one. So yeah, that's my wedding. I'm deciding this X. If my wife says X, all I'll do is, honey, is it X? Yes, yes, I want X. Excuse me, it's X. That's it.
Yeah, that'll be calm.
There's no two ways about it, bro. It's my wedding.
That'll be calm.
And if it's money he's talking about, then yo, cool. Keep your money. I'll go and take a loan. That's it. That's all. I'm not like, there's no, you're holding me because of money, bro. Nah, no chance.
That's what I'm saying.
No chance.
A lot of this talking down on scenarios to do with him paying more than you, so he's got more of a say, which is what happens in a lot of these marriages.
No, you're no
chance.
That's
why you got to be patterned. Well, that's why I'm choosing to be very, very patterned before I get married, so that there's no, listen, I'm paying this, and then you're talking somehow because you're paying,
And I feel like this is what happens, bro. This is what happens. Like, until you show that you are a man as well, he's gonna treat you like a little boy.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
if he's that type of African, do you know what I mean? There's some.
But you would do that as well, though.
No,
would treat your daughter's boyfriend like a little boy unless he actually shows.
No, I'll treat him like my son, and like, because obviously he's my son at the end of the day. Like,
yeah, but you don't want it to be a pussy, bruv.
No, obviously not. Obviously not. But like, at the end of the day, like, if it's a wedding, bro, like, all I'm doing is contributing my money. And I'll listen to them. They're decide. It's their wedding.
Yeah, I don't even see myself doing. Yeah, let's do this. Delegate this.
Yeah, like, it's me that. It's probably my wife that'll try to do that. I'll be like, yo, honey, calm down. That's my role, honey. Calm down, please. It's their wedding. Let them have their day. Let them pick what they want. You can contribute ideas, and that's it. You're not deciding.
Yeah, you're not.
And that's what some people misunderstand.
Yeah.
That's why I can't run with me, bro. Myth. Like, no one can, like, honestly, yeah, I'm not trying to sound weird or anything, yeah, but bro, you cannot tell me what to do in this life anymore. I swear to God. You cannot tell me, as much as I'm young, bro, I'm a man at the end of the day, bro.
Yeah.
I work, I pay what I need to pay and I move about my life, bro. Mm. The only person that can tell me what to do is the one whose house I live in. My one can tell me what I can do in the house, outside of it, mommy. I respect what you tell me, and if I don't agree, then I don't agree. That's all. Mm. That's how, bro. You've got to that stage now. Well, some of us. I'm not saying for all the viewers, by the way.
Yeah.
This is just for my stage right now. Now, of course, for example, if my mom tells me don't sell your car, what? Or don't go and buy a car, what?
That's advice, though.
That's advice. You can't tell me not to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't tell me don't buy. Why would I? It's my money, yo. I'm not. I didn't borrow from you, mommy. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the stage where it's at. And at your wedding, if you're not at that stage, then, oh boy, you've got a bit of growth to be doing. Mm. That's what I think, personally.
Yeah, I feel like if my daughter's husband-to-be stood up for himself in a scenario, I would respect him more. So I wouldn't mind him doing that.
I wouldn't even put him in that position.
No, but it can happen at weddings, bro. Like, anything can come up for dispute. Anything can come up for dispute. Anything. Like, you might think, oh, yeah, it's all smooth sailing, but reality is, with bare weddings, there's always arguments in it. It's never smooth sailing. I highly doubt that.
Who am I going to argue with?
Ask someone that's gone through the situation.
No, I just generally can't see what I'm arguing about. Like, unless they ask, like, the only thing I can see is like, oh, yeah, cool. I've said I'll give, let's say I contribute 10K or something now to my daughter's wedding. and they're telling me that my 10k will go to drugs and alcohol, drugs or whatever. That'd be like,
the bar.
No. Yeah. No. The bar's fine. That's part of it. But I'm saying drugs.
Yeah.
Like, they want to go and use Smart Whip and, I don't know. Yeah. They want to buy Igbo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
like, no, my money's not going there. And they're arguing with me about that. That's when I'll be like, yo, no, I'm not paying for that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my money has to go to good use. It's not that. So, yeah. That's the only thing I can argue about. But other than that, nah, do what you want, bro. It's not my wedding.
I'm trying to think how I would handle that situation if my daughter's husband-to-be started talking a bit crazy. Because you can't act up, really.
Who, me as a dad?
Yeah, I don't think... Well, me personally, I'm talking for myself here. I wouldn't go crazy.
Talking crazy to who?
Nah, bro, you know, I'm calm doing it. Like, I don't think I raise my voice that
No, much. not you. I'm saying, like, who's he talking crazy to?
To you, as a dad.
Like, when I say talk crazy, when I say, I'm not talking about he's raising his voice, I'm saying that.
But he's talking in a disrespectful way.
He's gone a tad out of line, and you got to check him a little bit. Yeah. I'm not going to raise my voice, bro. I'll talk to him calm. I might say, yo, let me chat to you.
Yeah, what did Benzo say?
Yeah, so yeah, step outside, bro.
Yeah, but what'd you do?
I'm not fighting. I'm not scrapping.
I'm not saying you're scrapping.
I'm going to fight him. I'm just going to be like, bro, like, just remember that this is my house. This is my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
just remember the way you talk to me.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And the thing is, my daughter will know that. Like, as soon as he says something out of line, my daughter will be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Daddy's going to react.
Daddy's not happy anymore. No, but my daughter, I'm not saying I'm going to step out of line, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'll step out of line, but I'll also let him, I'll speak to him in a calm, like, oh, please, uncle, like, we want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, my wife wants to do this. Like, so, like, we're going to have to go ahead with this. You know what I mean? I don't mean to disrespect you. This is what we're going to do from now. That's it. That's the man I'm going to go on. And as you said, once I've said that, it's done.
Yeah.
We're not going back and forth again. It's done.
I even feel like...
If he feels like I've disrespected him there, sorry, your wife may have to ask to talk to
you. I was going
to
say,
I'll go to mommy. That's what I'll go to. Mommy, talk to daddy, please. That's what I was saying. You know what I mean? Like, there's no two ways about that. I'm not going to come and step out of line. But if he now steps out of line, that's a whole different thing. Now you're actually disrespecting me. That's not happening.
I feel like my daughter should check him as well still, I'm not going
to
lie.
She has to check him.
Yeah, but I feel like it's me. I have to
be the one to... Yeah, obviously you'll do your bit, and then after,
yeah,
exactly. Settled, she should be like, yeah, listen, that.
No, like, I don't think I'll do my bit.
I'll do my bit.
I think my daughter will tell him, yo.
Well, there and then.
Pattern up.
No, bro, if she doesn't, though, you've got to do something about it.
No, it don't need to be there and then.
Later.
It'll be done. And he will apologize before that wedding.
Yeah, maybe. But that's me, as
he
a
has
man,
to come and apologize to me, bro.
Man, I have to address it. Like, man to man, don't do that again. Simple as.
I feel like I'll just, I probably just wouldn't care. I'll just be like, oh, yeah, these young boys, they're getting excited.
Come and
apologize to me.
It's a slippery slope, man. It's a slippery slope. You got
to some sort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get me?
Slippery slope.
But me, I'll just avoid any, because I don't want no tension.
I hear it still.
I'll just avoid any of that. I don't want no tension.
I do hear it still.
Especially with the groom and the bride. I don't want no tension with them. I want to be on the good books. I just pray the other guy, the groom's parents, also.
Like, I was going to say, do you think it's important to have a good relationship with their parents?
Nope.
Yeah, you have to.
You don't think it's important?
Civil at best.
Really?
At least, sorry. Minimum. So just be civil with them at minimum. Like, you don't have to get on. You know what I'm saying? At the wedding, you're obviously going to have to get on and stuff like that, but I doubt you guys have to be best friends.
Yeah, obviously not best friends.
Nah, not best friends.
Saying, like,
I feel like a good relationship.
Definitely have to have a relationship, I think.
Yeah, I think a relationship. Like, I definitely want my mum and her mum to be cool. Like, they can go out together and stuff. I want that. I don't want it to be a thing where they only talk when we're involved. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's my wife's birthday. That's when they see each other talk, and after that, they don't talk. Like, I think that's a little bit. Me personally, I don't like it. It's a bit.
Me personally, I don't. Like, I just want them to be able to talk in it, but I don't care about going out and all that. I don't care. To be fair, I actually just don't care. It's about the wedding in there.
But then, what about, let's say your brother and. That won't work. Actually, yeah, your brother and your wife to be. What about that relationship? Civil, at least, or good relationship?
Same relationship that you man will have with my girl.
Your brother and your wife.
My brother, to have a good relationship.
Exactly, so it's different.
Well, to just be able to talk. I just don't want it to be awkward between anyone.
Yeah, of course, you don't want awkwardness between anyone in the family.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it would just have to be a thing of like...
You can have a conversation.
Yeah, but like, I ain't expecting you to be sending each other TikToks or nothing like that. Like,
Yeah, you don't have to.
Like, there's no... Like, the only relationship that it could, there has to be is like, you know each other, you spoke on the phone, like, when I'm on FaceTime and you're speaking. Yeah. And other than that, like... Like, let's say you're planning a surprise and it's talking to each other, like, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you should have that level of
relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Friendship, it can get into friendship. I think it'd be very ideal.
Yeah, like, other than that, I don't think it needs to be anything much deeper. If it goes deeper, then sure, but if not, then I don't care. Do you know what I mean? But then again, it's like, I think it's different because my mum and her brother's wife are cool. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen them gonna go out, but like they could definitely go out, I'm sure, but yeah. I ain't seen them going out. So yeah, like they definitely spoke on the phone.
Yeah.
So yeah, that sort of relationship is cool, isn't it? Other than that, I don't really care.
Yeah, I think maybe it's because what I've seen, because my mum and her brother's wife, they've gone out to like dinner and stuff. Or, yeah, my mum, her sister, and her brother's wife. Like, those three. That makes sense. They've gone out.
Your mum, her sister, and your brother's sister.
Yeah. So they're all sister-in-laws. That makes sense.
Wait, your mum... And your mum's actual sister.
Yes.
And then your brother's... No, her brother's wife. Wife, yeah.
Yeah, they've all got that good relationship.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Maybe that's why I want to see that in my...
Your mum's sister and your mum's brother's wife.
Yeah. They're all related sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they've all got like a solid relationship.
Yeah, they are. I'm thinking, how the hell is your mum's sister and...
Yeah.
Because your mum's sister is your brother's...
Yeah.
Your mum's brother's sister is also, yeah.
Exactly. I'm yawning in bed, man.
Bro, Thursday's not... I'm not recording on Thursday again.
I'm back in the gym next week, man. Oh, my
back?
God.
What do you mean back in? When did you leave?
Same, bro.
When I broke my rib, bro.
I've been slacking.
I've been tough, bro, can't I? But I'm better now. Better now, thank God. Oh, man. Remember how I was saying that like, I didn't want to look in the mirror and get smaller? Yeah. I've been fighting, fam. I've been just looking at myself, like, look at you. Small boy. Oh, it's tough, man.
I ain't quit gym. I had no injury for me to quit the gym.
God forbid. Like, it's one of the worst
genuinely,
things
ever. Genuinely, God forbid. I don't know what I'll do with my life.
Like, imagine the timing, like, right before summer. Like, you don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
What's your excuse?
Just been lazy, I'll be real.
Wait, you stopped?
I didn't stop. I didn't go... I think I only went, like, twice last week. I haven't been this week, but it's not, like, a full stop, innit? Just been lazy, bro. Just sometimes, like, yeah, I can't be arsed.
What's your usual schedule per week?
Four.
Gym.
3 to 4 times a week. Or, like, what days do I go?
How many days?
Three to four times. Yeah, mm-hmm. I try to do four. But yeah, I need to increase that because summer's coming up, innit? But yeah.
No, yeah, I don't think I've missed more than a day.
Fair enough.
Like, no, of my schedule.
Do you know what I'm saying? We've been every day.
No. I don't think I've missed a day of my schedule. More than a day of my schedule.
Fair enough, still.
So yeah, it's minimum four times. But my schedule's 5 days.
Yeah,
but. I wouldn't miss. I'll definitely go at least four times.
I think I just need to find a new gym. Like,
join my gym, bro.
Where do you go?
Price is mad, but join the gym.
How much is it?
£52.
I'm not paying that. Do you know how much I pay? Exactly. So I'm not paying that, bro.
You're paying £50. How much do you pay? Half.
Not even up to
less
that,
than half, bro. They don't know that though.
Brilliant. Nice.
That's so poor from them, though.
That is really poor. Nice. And I'm afraid, like, let's say I leave the gym, they're just going to look at my account. They're going to be like, wait, you haven't been paying the correct amount type of thing.
That's their business.
That's their business, isn't it? That's their business.
Just cancel the direct debit. And...
Yeah.
I saw that you just cancelled the membership.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, with Pure Gym, you just cancel
the and they just freeze your account or just terminate your account. But, for, like, the gym equipment matters.
It's crap.
Yeah.
Every gym I've been to is crap compared to the one I go to now.
Oh,
I'm telling you right now.
Fairs.
Bro, I'm telling you. Just join my gym. I'm telling you.
To be fair, it might force you to go more times, though.
If you're spending it that would. Much. Yeah. It really would.
Yeah.
It would. So I wouldn't want to miss it. Yeah, it yeah, would really would.
I promise you, join my gym. I promise you. I'll even tell you to join.
The thing is,
yeah, even though it's probably far, but
it makes sense because in those kind of gyms, 50 quid a month, you'll see guys that are way.
Yo, bro.
Way.
Bro, you will just see guys like.
Way bigger.
I think, yo, am I actually working out?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I working out?
And it will motivate you to that. Yeah.
Bro. Yeah. I'll be
real. Wait, how far is it from you?
The same distance. Not even 5 extra. 1 minute.
What gym is this?
That would be like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
From you?
Yeah. Because yours is like 15.
Bro, if my gym is 15, 20 minutes from you, join my gym.
Oh, there's 20 max. 20 max, I'm sure.
Bro, join my gym. Pay the money.
It's not 24 hours though, is it?
No, that's the only problem, you
what
know?
What time does it close?
I don't know.
Oh, fair.
I've never been to the point where I know it closes, isn't it?
Fair enough. What time is it open?
Maybe like 8 a.m.
8?
Oh, what?
That's late.
Before work?
Yeah, exactly.
Then I might be wrong, but
yeah,
I think
most gyms open like 6. Yeah 6 a.m.
Something like that.
Let me actually check.
8 is crazy.
Yeah.
Because they might go gym before work.
I tried that. I tried going before work, bro. I can't do that.
Swear, I would never do that.
I'm just tired the rest of the day.
Really? It opens at 6. On Saturdays, it's 8 though. And Sunday.
That's calm. Now, I've heard gym.
Damn, it closes at 6.
I've heard gym gives people energy before work.
I think they're lying.
I've heard that as well.
How? Scientifically, how does that work? You're literally exerting all your energy in the morning.
I'm not glad though.
I can see how it works.
I'm not glad. I've been to gym at like 5-6 and I've been cool day, you know.
I've done it before.
It makes you feel like, yeah, productive.
Yeah, it makes you feel productive 100%. But like, I feel like I'd rather go gym later on in the day once I've like had stuff to eat. Got the, do you know what I mean, the electrolytes are flowing, stuff like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, bro. If you go straight in the morning, like you don't even have breakfast, bro. You're just drinking pre-workout and going straight to the gym. Like,
I didn't even take a pre-workout no more. To be fair, I never really took pre-workout.
Fair enough.
I need
pre-workout. Yeah. That'd be real.
Does it make you like itch?
Sometimes if you take too much, but it just makes you feel tingly, innit?
Right.
Yeah.
No,
I've never felt itchy.
No, yeah, like apparently, like if it's a strong one.
Yeah, if it's a strong one, I can imagine it will make you feel itchy. That's just uncomfortable.
But yeah, imagine 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
To be fair.
Which I'm kind of annoyed about, which is like.
No, that's because you have a tendency to want to go gym late on a random night.
On a random night, I could just be like, yo, let me just bang gym.
Exactly.
I hear that still, because going gym late at night, I like empty gyms, innit? So going gym late at night makes sense.
Which is so annoying. That's the only part I miss, that it's 24 hours pure gym.
Yeah.
But other than that,
the equipment's box standard, though.
Not at my gym.
Below par, maybe. Your pure gym.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are the same,
I thought you were talking about my current gym now.
No.
I think of what?
Pure gym box standard.
Yo, bad gym, bro. You will see different machines, bro.
Have you even used half the machines in there?
I promise you.
Tried.
I promise you I've not.
Swear.
I promise you I've not.
Is it big?
Bro, 2 floors. Yeah, it's huge.
There's.
And it's like, it's huge, but like, there's machines everywhere, bro. Like, it's all in your way, bro. So that's how you know they've packed
I caught
up.
From the snaps.
Bro,
like,
they've packed up with equipment, bro. I'm telling you, bro. And then they've got all this stuff, bro. They've got, like, there's a kitchen in there as well, to be fair, where they sell meals.
Meals?
Yeah, bro. The first day I went, I bought a meal. I bought a meal after the gym workout.
Oh, I think you snapped it.
Yeah, sweet potato, broccoli, and
fair enough.
Chicken or something.
I hear it.
I put like 7 quid, maybe. I don't know how much we had there. Can't remember.
I even experimented for lunch. I went to a place called, I think it's Honey Pokey, whatever it is. It's like cold salad. And I got, I think it's a chicken katsu curry with Scottish salmon on top. Decent still. I lie. But kind of healthy. People were mocking it, though. People were saying, that looks dead. I'm like, I wasn't even dead, bro. I can't even lie. Sushi rice, with like the sticky rice and that.
Did you say sushi rice?
Sushi rice, yes, I think.
Sushi rice. Oh, right, fair enough.
Yeah.
As in, like, how they do the sushi and sushi. How they do the rice and sushi?
Isn't it just cold?
It's just sticky, isn't it?
I hear what you mean.
So, yeah, it was cold as well. Yeah, so.
No, I've actually deeped it. You might actually join my gym.
Yeah, I'm going to look into it.
I actually don't get paid by this as well. So, yeah. Before you think I'm getting chopped from this.
The thing is, got another gym next to me that's similar price, but it's got indoor tennis courts as well and a spa. So I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah, I'm cooked.
Do you get it? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm cooked. If that's on offer, yeah, I'm cooked still.
I said
tennis courts and a spa.
Yeah, it's lit still. Oh no.
I think the only thing that this one has, I think there's a sauna.
Oh, sure.
But I've never
been. Looked,
yeah, no. And then there's something else.
I heard sauna's good for like recovery or repairing the muscles or something.
Sauna, like yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so I think the madam should actually join one gym still.
How many of the madam actually go gym? Is there not like four of us? I think it's four. Three, maybe. Four. Okay, look, like three. I'm not gonna count you as a serious gym goer yet.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So I yeah, maybe like
fair
three,
enough.
I say like three of us are consistent.
Maybe. That's actually so disappointing.
Can you imagine? Can
so imagine? Disappointing. Like, after last week's episode, about yeah, I'm gonna buy the.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna buy the serious gain. It's a mass gainer.
Yeah, but after you posted those two scoops,
right? bro, I was telling you it's two scoops, bro. Yeah. One scoop, 50 G's. I was thinking, yo.
I was so disheartened, man. I was like, yo, I was actually about to cop that as well,
bro. I was like, even me, I was thinking, yo, I've got a whole protein at home that's work, that's fine, yeah. But that 50 G's in one scoop, I was like, yo, let me grab that.
So isn't that the same? So if you do two,
it's scoops, the same bloody thing, bro. Yeah,
if you do two, it's just scoops got more carbs,
more sugar. That's why it's a mass gainer.
Fair enough.
So you put on more mass, like.
Quicker, still kind of worth it still.
Yeah, because of the carbs, yeah. But like the protein is still the same.
Yeah.
I hear it still. Still kind of worth it, bro.
Nah, for
it
me, depends what you're trying to do.
If you're trying to put on mass,
yeah, I guess, yeah.
For
me,
I just feel like just eat. Like, I'm not gonna, I'm actually trying to come off protein shakes.
I don't eat.
I eat, but like.
You don't eat enough protein to substitute a protein shake. Yeah.
I don't eat enough.
But how many meals?
Bro, if there's food at home, then yeah, they'll eat.
Oh, yeah.
But like, if I don't go to work, to be fair, I've done well this week and last week. Like, when I'm at home working, I'll have like an egg sandwich.
It's always egg, man. It's me as well when I'm working from home.
Because I have an egg sandwich. Yeah, I fry it.
It's quick, innit? Yeah,
yeah, quick fry it. Two sides, no sugar. I don't even add salt. No, nothing.
No salt.
But I'll be real, I cook plain.
No salt in your egg.
Yeah, I just cook it two sides, put on a bread, ketchup.
Ketchup.
Quickly eat that.
On the sunny side up?
Nah, just fry both sides.
Oh, so what kind of egg is that?
Fried egg.
Yeah, is that on sunny side up?
No, because it's frying both sides.
Yeah, you fry both sides on the sunny side up.
Oh, I hear what you're saying still.
Sunny side up? I said that's a runny.
Doesn't have to be runny.
Bro, yeah, I ain't got no sunny side up.
I bet it's sunny side up.
Wait, it's not sunny side up. It's just well done.
It's just a fried egg, bro. That's a well done egg. Yeah.
That's still sunny side up, bro.
No, it's not. It's well done.
It's well done if you do both sides, bro. Because the yolk will fry as well. Yeah.
So you have it well done?
Yeah.
So ketchup is crazy, though. I'm gonna lie, bro.
Ketchup with egg is not crazy.
Ketchup with egg?
How is ketchup with egg crazy?
Bro, Peronaise, man.
I don't buy that crap.
I've actually like fully replaced... ketchup with Peronese and cow's milk with almond milk in the house still.
You mean almond milk with cow's milk?
No.
You drink cow's milk?
Cow's milk with almond milk, as in it's almond milk in the house now. I said I replaced cow's milk with almond milk.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You get it? Yeah. When I say cow, that's crazy. I leave that to the likes of Benzo still.
Blue cap, man.
That's crazy.
Whatever, man.
It's a blue cap.
Yeah, bro. Whatever, man.
Damn.
Oh, my back is killing me, though, man.
Fuck.
Flipping out work in the morning.
Yeah, man.
From home, though. Don't mind it.
Don't mind it.
Nice, productive week.
Something like that.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, shits and gigs. Saw that O2, bro.
Do you know what's mad, yeah? I was speaking to my cousins about shits and gigs at the wedding, and they were saying that... Well, they were saying... They don't rate them. I was like, fair enough. And then I think one of them was saying how like they don't even see how they've got to this size. Like, well, we all agreed that, I mean, once you appeal to one or to the white people, like the sky's your limit, for example. And I was like, yeah, I don't watch them. I don't really like their content too much in terms of dilemmas. Like, it's not too much range, but we're going to a live show at the same time, so we'll see how that goes.
Are you talking about yourself right now? You don't like them like that?
Like that, no. But I respect them.
Oh, like you, them. you
I can appreciate what they
do. Of course. You have to. That's a podcast. You have to.
You get me? But if someone said, oh, yeah, your top five favorite podcasts, they're not going to be mentioned.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not going to be mentioned. Even top 10, they're not going to be mentioned. But like
I said, top 10 is crazy.
Do you watch them, though?
I don't watch podcasts. But I've definitely slapped them on.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted to study them. I wanted to be like, yo, what did these guys do?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not watching them because they're good, though. Well,
They're not bad. But then again, like, they're not what appeals to me.
Yeah.
Like, I can watch them and appreciate that this is a good episode.
Yeah.
But I've never watched them to the point where it's like, oh, yeah, this is a good episode. I'd click off because I've got to go and do something.
But how much of the episode is dilemmas, though?
They have a section in it.
Is it a large section?
Their episodes is like different sections now.
Yeah, and they've got two other guys as well, innit? I forgot their names.
I don't know their names either.
Off camera.
Oh, so annoying. No, they're on camera.
On?
Yeah, they're on camera.
I forgot their names.
That's annoying. I actually watched them. But to be fair, sometimes they're not there.
I don't know. It's weird. I like them when they're featuring. Like, watch the episode with Receipts. That was cold. With Chunks of Philly again. That was a calm watch. I haven't watched them on their own channel. I think
on their own channel they have a structure, innit?
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, there's a structure. They're always gonna have something, then something, then something.
Yeah.
Whereas with some podcasts it's a discussion.
That's what I prefer still.
But then a lot of podcasts are now starting to do the dilemma stuff every time.
I think it's the shits and gigs formula, bro.
They blew off that on TikTok, so that's why people are doing that. Yeah. Shits and gigs blew off like different things on TikTok, off reading different stuff from Twitter. And they took off still, innit? So that's why everyone's trying to do that formula. Mm.
Do you see BTS change their name?
I don't get it. What is it? The Uncut? BTS? Uncut. I don't get it.
It's Uncut now. I don't know why, innit? Maybe some copyright thing.
No, they're definitely copyright.
Because I swear BTS is one K-pop group.
It's something like that, yeah. BTS is something else.
Yeah.
Definitely heard of that. But the Uncut podcast from BTS is crazy.
They got a live show coming, actually.
You said.
And Receipts do as well.
Yeah.
Bro, somewhat flipping Gunna's releasing an album. Young John released the album.
I didn't listen to that.
I know Potter's releasing. Thames is releasing. Oh, mate.
And I saw Ruga and Thing just did a joint.
R&B.
Ruga and who?
What's his name? Benson. I don't know how to pronounce it. Benson. Yeah, him. Benson.
Oh, like BX.
BX, yeah.
Yeah, they released it today still. Or it was, they released it...
I can't remember.
Either today or a few days back.
Yeah.
Yeah, summer's shaping up to be an all-timer, man. Euros, Olympics loading up. Ah, Roland Garros, Wimbledon. Oh, my God.
What'd you say?
Wimbledon. And Roland Garros. Oh, man.
I didn't even hear that second part, but first.
It's a French Open, isn't it?
Oh, right. Shout out to them, innit?
Shout out to
Bonjour.
Them. See, I was saying Project Coco. I was saying, if your daughter's going to play a sport, you see how we're looking at the NBA salaries for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and that. If you want to bring up your daughter to play sport, let it be tennis. Tennis women. Okay, now this makes sense. Female tennis players.
You can't call them that.
You can, though.
You can't.
Why can't you?
Female tennis players. Yeah, you can.
So what would you call them?
Women tennis players.
Female tennis players.
But you can't just... I'm assuming you just can't say females.
You can't say she's a female.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. You can say she's a woman. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, that's what it was.
But yeah, female tennis players get paid the same as the men. So, why not, bro? Obviously, he's mad competitive, but yeah, maybe the returns on if she goes pro. Look at Coco.
Oh, damn. Actually, just clocked the difference.
What?
She's a female. She's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I get why they're offended now. Yeah. Sort of.
She's a female.
Female sounds the way, but like, to me, I'm not calling you anything. I'm just calling you.
Yeah.
The more I delve into it, the more I want to talk about it, but like, I just don't care.
It's a losing battle, man.
It's a losing battle, so you're just like...
No point.
No point at all. But yeah, anyways, what episode is it? Episode 126 or 127?
126.
Ah.
126, yeah.
Yeah, 126.
On a Thursday night.
Something like that.
Sleeping, eh?
I saved you a lot from football convo, innit?
Oh, we didn't even talk about Arsenal.
No, yeah, I saved them.
Is it even worth timestamping now?
You don't need to timestamp. You don't need to timestamp.
Yeah, calm. If we got into Arsenal, it would have been peak.
You lot of losers, man.
Yeah.
Losers. Later. Or is what does he say? Is it later?
Yeah, it's later still, yeah. Later. I'm getting onto him though.
Later.
I wonder how he's even later.
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard it before in my life.
I'm not gonna lie, that might be my new thing still. Anyways.
Yeah. What were you saying, pod?
Everyone, man.
It's the TikTok, all that good stuff. Tell a friend, tell a friend.
Tell your family.
Other than that, T9 boarding, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's Beer Boy. Hustle Hustler. Later.
Right. It's Beer Boy, Benzo and the Beef. In the picture, he's going to do later. Oh, God. Well, it's been your boy, Benzo and the Beef.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still. Yeah.